Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. Today, we're talking about children born via a C-section. What does that mean energetically? What are some of the challenges with these children? You know, who do they usually grow up to be? I wanted to do like a quick energy reading and share some of my insights on what I find to be true about C-section babies. And hopefully that would help some of you who have been born through a C-section. And maybe you will also recognize yourself in some of the symptoms that I am going to be naming here today. Maybe you'll find a lot of similarities with yourself. And if you know somebody who was born through a C-section, please forward this video to them because that might be helpful to them as well. Okay. Now, the percentage of cesarean sections is growing. It's growing quite significantly. It used to be globally under 5% of babies were born this way. Now it's, you know, in certain countries, it's over 20% of babies are born through a C-section. So it is definitely something that is becoming more and more prevalent now. I think that there is largely a lack of understanding in the call it the greater universe and the collective consciousness of what is so special about C-section babies, let's call them that. What is so special about them? Are they any different energetically from someone who was born through the birth canal in a normal way? Or, you know, are they essentially the same? And while, of course, you know, it's a pretty big percentage of humanity that undergoes this procedure, and therefore it's an extremely common occurrence, yet there are some commonalities around how the energy flows and the things that did and did not happen in the womb for these particular babies. So that's why I felt that it's actually important to start shedding the light on this topic. So let's start from scratch. Let's start from the beginning. When a baby goes through a birth canal, a lot of things get activated in the baby. Going through a birth canal is an extremely, call it stressful experience. It's an experience that is both taxing, or it's taxing both on the mother and the baby. And part of it is it kind of like it requires for the baby to demonstrate its will to live. So essentially going through the birth canal and that process of birth requires the baby to start fighting for its life, fighting for itself as they are in that womb space about to exit on the other side. And so essentially the baby starts interacting with energy in the way that the baby hasn't had to before. The baby used to be provided by their mother up until the point that they are in the birth canal and it is time for them to go, to hit the button and go. And essentially, what ends up happening is for a baby to go through a birth canal successfully, what needs to be activated is their internal fire. So their internal fire kicks in, and it's that fighter spirit. It's that I'm going to make it, you know, let's go. Like masculine energies are needed to be birthed. The energies of aggression, if you will, the energies of the root chakra need to be activated by that baby for a baby to be birthed successfully through the normal process. Now, that's why certain births take so long is because it's like the baby, like the mother cannot do all the pushing. In other words, or the mother cannot do 100% of the work. The baby also has to participate in the birthing process. And if the baby is in the state of resistance, if the baby's in a state of fear, if the baby doesn't want to access their masculine energies, the birth process is going to take longer. That's why some women are in labor forever and other women, you know, it's a very, very quick. And it has, you know, very often it has nothing to do with the female, but it has everything to do with the baby and their readiness to tap into their masculine resource. Now, of course, things happen. And I want to preface everything that I'm going to say afterwards by saying that a C-section is most likely planned, you know, at soul level, right? So if you're a mother who had to resort to a C-section or even had that procedure planned or what have you, there were some complications that you know you could not deliver normally. Whatever your circumstance is, please don't blame yourself. It is completely fine. What happened with you was meant to be for you and the baby. It probably serves a great, great purpose for your baby. So there's no blame game, right? Whatever happened, happened, and you're a perfect snowflake. Please know that. However, there is something to understand, right? There is a very particular kind of soul and there is a very particular kind of baby that would actually actually sign up to be delivered via a C-section. And it is the baby that wants to go through certain lessons. And essentially, one of the lessons is, okay, like what happens, right? If you didn't claim your fire, what happens if you didn't claim your fight? What happens if you didn't claim that will to live when you were in the womb and somebody just, you know, cut your mom open and took you out? So like essentially, you are born into this world, but you didn't quite have to fight for it. What are some of the blessings of these babies? And what are some of the, you know, the downsides potentially of this energy construction that you come into? And that is where we get into the reading, the energy reading. So I'm going to scan the greater collective of every single human that I can tap into that was born through a C-section. And I will just be telling you what I'm seeing energetically from them. What are some of their challenges? And some of them are going to be like symptoms. And so if you're a C-section baby, let me know in the comments how many of these you identify with or can recognize in yourself and others who you know to be born through a C-section. The number one challenge for these babies is usually their relationship to masculinity in general, like masculine energies. And that can come in many different shapes and sizes. It's not one and the same. Some C-section babies are going to have a hard time relating to their dad. Or if not relating, they're going to have a harder relationship with their father. Either it's going to be like a complete misunderstanding, but it would be hard for them to have a very close relationship with dad or to understand dad. It's almost like because their own relationship to masculinity is not fully claimed, they may actually attract a very tyrannical father or like a father figure that's just very authoritarian and just orders them around and like almost like doesn't take no for an answer. So there's a little bit of that in the collective with C-section babies where they're attracting father figures that are very imposing or not very understanding. So there is that like inherent lack of closeness with dad that is right there front and center with these babies. So they actually feel very often there's that complex of not enoughness, not being enough for dad in some way, shape or form, or letting dad down, or, somehow not being accepted by father. Very prevalent with C-section babies. Boundaries. Big deal with C-section babies, or rather the lack of thereof. Because think about it, right? Like if you're born naturally, right, and you have that aggression pushing through the birth canal, what that does is like it really ignites your root center. If that didn't happen, then you're coming with a suboptimal root center. So a lot of these C-section babies are going to have either an underactivated root chakra or like a blocked root chakra, or like just essentially the energies are not flowing there as they're supposed to. What does that usually mean? That means issues with safety, right? Like not feeling safe in your body. That means issues with boundaries, not being able to tell no to people when you actually mean no, not being able to protect your interests, allowing people to abuse you. And it's like hard to impose boundaries and to say, hey, this is my territory. You cannot do this to me. It's like that aggression almost hasn't been rooted enough in those babies. So that's very prevalent. On the other hand, they are very soft and they bring with themselves very beautiful feminine energies, actually. And so a lot of C-section babies are very gentle hearts. They have very gentle hearts. They're very sensitive. They're very sensitive and they're easy to hurt, actually. So they bring a lot of that unprotected femininity. They bring with themselves a lot of vulnerability. They usually feel deeper. They usually are more empathetic than others. C-section babies are actually more aware of other people in the room, and they're less likely to like put a stake in the ground and claim their own territory, and they're more likely to adjust and be flexible to others. So C-section babies are more adaptable, and they would always try to and seek to adapt to their parents and whoever else they're sharing their household with, whether that is grandparents or siblings, doesn't really matter. But like there is a little bit of that adaptive strategy with C-section babies. Now, it may be a blessing or a curse, right? When you're adapting to everybody else, on the one hand, you're easier, quote unquote, to get along with. On the other hand, that can give you a whole slew of psychological issues, again, around boundaries and being able to say no, or even feeling like you're worthy and you're good enough to say to say no, right? And so there's a little bit of that people-pleasing tendency with C-section babies that you don't normally find quite as often in babies that have a normal, quote-unquote, birth. But again, very beautiful, gentle energies of the heart. They come with their hearts a lot more open because they didn't have to harden themselves with that original fight. But at the same time, their hearts are easily broken because they're just so wide open that it's very easy to like inflict pain on that baby. So know if you have a baby that is born through a C-section, know that about your baby, that they're more sensitive. As a parent, you have to know that they're more sensitive than your average baby. So yes, in some ways, like kid gloves are advised. So just like be mindful and be aware that this baby is extremely wise from the get-go and is extremely aware, and everything you do and don't do is, you know, your baby's going to feel deeply. And so just, you know, yet another reason to like be a conscious parent and, you know, do your own healing too, as much as you can, right? Because your energy is going to impact your baby to a great, great, great degree, right? If you're in a resourceful state, they're going to absorb that. If you are in the state that's anything but resourceful, they're going to absorb that too, right? So be mindful, because C-section babies are actually very receptive, right? And they absorb energy. They almost like have to in some ways, because they don't have their own resource of that, again, root center that's innate to them. They're going to look for comfort and they're going to look for stability in other people. Sometimes because of that, you know, C-section babies end up in codependent relationships. Low self-esteem, unfortunately, is very common in these babies. Low self-esteem and a really loud inner critic. It's harder for them to take action in the physical world. They're a little bit more on the daydreamer side. Again, very sensitive. They like fantasy. They like, you know, anything that's not of this world, like whether that's a computer game world, the fantasy world, losing themselves in a book, like they like that. You know, probably Harry Potter fans are right here, like the magic believers and the purple rainbows and fluffy unicorns. It's harder for them to subscribe to traditional societal templates around achieving and getting good grades. So like, because they didn't really have to fight at the beginning of their life, it's harder for them to subscribe to the things that everybody else subscribes to. So it's almost like they see right through society and everything that's wrong with it. And it's kind of a form of soft rebellion, but they're just likely to become a rebel as they are to just go and be completely ambivalent. And in fact, what's really common with C-section babies is they don't like taking action. So you're not going to see them, you know, trying to change the world. In fact, that there is a little bit of that need to withdraw into themselves and kind of like it's a silent rebellion. It's almost like, hey, I will rebel in my own way by not succumbing to societal pressures. Like, so they're very, you know, they may choose not to build a crazy career, or they're, you know, or like make a lot of money just because they're like, oh, that's rubbish, right? At the same time, they are very community oriented, very people oriented. They're very mindful of the needs of others and the desires of others, and they can be incredible friends, because they're very giving and they're very generous and they're very selfless in some ways, right? Again, they're very outward oriented. Part of the reason is if your root is not activated, it's an adaptive strategy to be really good with people around you, or like cater to their whims in a way, because that's your survival strategy, right? And that's how we go get back to people pleasing again. I think the challenge with C-section babies is for them to find themselves, right? Because they're so outwardly focused and always trying to monitor the emotions of others that they very often forget to look inside and see what it is that is making them happy. And so it's hard for C-section babies to find their purpose in life, to find their calling in life, to find a career path that they enjoy, because they're just so outward. And in order to find those things, the focus needs to be internal. The focus needs to be within. At the same time, C-section babies can be incredible if they pursue spiritual, anything in the spiritual field. Because again, the heart is wide open. So a lot of natural born healers come through this path. A lot of people with like a very active third eye and intuitive feminine gifts, seers, you know, clairvoyants, clairsentience would come through a C-section birth delivery. And that is just a mode of perception, right? So for them, it may be easier to have their higher chakras open, right? Because remember, energy has to go somewhere. So if your energy didn't get distributed to your lower center in the root, it probably went up to your higher centers. So C-section babies are actually more likely to be spiritual. C-section babies are more likely to start developing their spiritual gifts earlier on in life. How fascinating is that, right? And they are more likely to have dreams that they remember, like either vivid dreams. They're more likely to spontaneously astral travel. They're more likely to get access to Akashic records without trying. They're just like more likely to receive guidance from spirit and connect to their higher self. So that's really, really beautiful. But it may be harder for them to ground because grounding happens through the root center. And so for any spiritual baby, it's really, really important always to work on the root, right? Because the energy needs to be evenly distributed throughout the entire body. So grounding exercises are really, really important. I've certainly made meditations around healing your root, and I've made episodes around the root chakra. So if you're a C-section baby, I know somebody who is, that may be a very, very important life-changing segment of videos for them to watch, or set of videos for them to watch and experience. C-section babies are beautiful. Now, they are sometimes tortured, like the tortured poets. They can be very creative because their creative expression is very out there. So there are truly a lot of poets, a lot of artists there. There are a lot of people with a very beautiful sacral center. Again, those feminine energies. But they are like the tortured poets because they don't have the root to back it up, right? And again, boundaries is really a really, really big deal. So really, if I were to give one set of advice to anyone who is a C-section baby, is start saying no. Start figuring out the things that are not okay with you, because the level of awareness with these children and adults that grow up from these children can be quite low. And so get to know yourself. You know, what is it that you want? What is it that you like? What are the little things that make you happy? And most importantly, what are your big no-nos? Like, where are you saying yes that you want to be saying no? And you're saying yes so much and so frequently and so often, like you're sick and tired of it. Like you're sick and tired of it. And in fact, because like with C-section babies, they really don't know how to deal with anger. And so they have a lot of suppressed anger. And with a lot of suppressed anger, there is autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease and allergies and kind of like your body trying to hurt itself, right? And so finding ways to release anger is really, really, really important for these people. And there are many constructive ways of releasing anger, such as like boxing or like taking a martial arts class, screaming in the pillow, or journaling, actually, or like even singing, right? Like sing your anger through your voice. But there's a lot of suppressed anger in these folks. And the other thing is, you know, another tidbit is like learn to embrace the energies of fire, your own fire, like your own masculinity, because there is that fear with C-section babies around fire being domineering or like too much, or too hot, and all of the above, too aggressive. And so they shy away from it. And so a lot of them are going to suppress their own fire. Now, of course, you need your fire to do anything, like to start any project, you need fire. You need fire for motivation. You even need fire for healing and cleansing, to like move away all of the dirt, darkness and debris from your etheric body. So you need a lot of fire. And then there's a lot of suppression, but also repelling of the energies of fire. And it's actually really, really important for C-section babies to invite the fire in. Work with the sacred flames if you must. Work with the fire elementals. I've made videos and podcasts about the element of fire and fire elementals. So go listen to that. Working with those energies. you know, looking at the actual physical fire could be helpful, and just like integrating that through your eyes into your body, whether that is the candle or that is the fireplace or a bonfire, it doesn't really matter. Fire in any facet of it, you know, of itself is going to be really, really helpful and really, really healing. All right, my darlings, please let me know in the comments if you're resonating with any of this. If you are a C-section baby and you're recognizing yourself in some of these symptoms, and also I hope that this video was helpful, because if you are a C-section baby, you are beautiful. You are such a carrier of female energies. And, you know, once you learn to say no to things, and once you learn to activate your own fire and bring it into your body, you're going to be perfectly balanced, and you're going to be a happy camper. So much love for you, and thank you so much for tuning in. Bye, loves.